Item 3 is a zoning agreement amendment at 159 St. Anne's Road under file ZAA 12 of 2012.
Do we have anybody here on it?
Yes.
I'm going to keep the chair here for this because it's in Councillor May's ward.
I have to say ZAA, though.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
ZAA, that's correct. Okay, we've got a number of people here in support of the application. I don't see anybody listed in opposition. If the applicant wishes to come down and just give us a bit of information as to what you're asking for and why you're asking for it.
Is there nobody in opposition?
Nobody registered in opposition. We'll have to go through that because there's a number of people here. Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Sam Sarbat. I'm a lawyer representing the applicant, and I'm at 1308-220 Portage Avenue with the law firm of McJanet Rich. I'm here on behalf of my clients, as I said, Christina Potrica and her husband Gavin Mills, whose company are buying this property at 159 St. Anne's Road. When I've completed my presentation, Christina Potrica will provide some additional comments, and her architect, Vern Reimer, is also here, and he can add some additional relevant information.
Maybe I can help you out here a bit, Sam. We don't appear to have anybody here in opposition to the application. We usually, when that's the case, we're going to go through. You'll get a chance to come back up and rebuttal in case there is anybody here. The one thing we like to elicit out of you is if you've read the report.
Yes.
And you understand and you're good with all the conditions in the report?
We find them acceptable, sure.
Okay. What I would suggest is rather than going through a whole presentation, that we'll call the rest of the people whose names are here in support, and then I'll get an opportunity to ask if there's anybody here in opposition. If they do, they'll come down and present their opposition, then you'll have a chance to rebut. So Okay. We'll handle it like that, and it'll probably move fairly quickly.
Okay.
Okay, if you can just stand down. You can just take a seat at the back there. This won't take long. Christina Potrica, you're here in support, I assume, Christina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. And Gavin Mills? Gavin is here in
up
support?
There too, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoe Albee, here in support? Thank you. Arthur Blankstein. Arthur, are you here in support of this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Arthur. And Vern. Vern is here in support. Is there anybody else on this application in support who is not registered to speak? No? Anybody in opposition who is not registered on this item? No? Is there anybody here for information who is not registered on this item? Okay. This is a challenging application. We'll just ask maybe the lawyer, Mr. Sarbat, to come back up. We'll ask Councillor Mays if he has any questions.
No, I actually
Councillor
don't.
Councillor, no? Everybody's good? We're acceptable? The conditions are acceptable?
We read the report over carefully. We agree with it.
Okay. I think that's all we need. Councillor, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Planner's good? Clerk's got all the information they need? The laws are looked after? Okay. Fire away, Councillor. You can stand down.
Thank you.
How are we going? I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Aye. Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process on property and development.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Move that the following supporting reasons be provided. I think this application is in keeping with the nature of St. Anne's Road and has elicited no opposition from the community.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Do you want
to? I'll pass the chair back to you,
Councillor.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter